Hi, Fabricio Cruz here. I'm a coffee shop millionaire, and in this video, we're going to be talking about forums, but not the way that you might think. We're going to be talking about forums and how we can exploit them for massive cash. Basically, I'm going to show you strategies that I'm sure you've never heard of before. And this is how coffee shop millionaires today are using forums. So let's go ahead, jump in, and learn how to master forum marketing. All right, forum marketing, basically it's the simple strategies for finding hidden profits, sales, and customers, and build your online presence with niche forums. So let's go ahead and talk about why forum marketing. Well, forums are social networking centers where topics are discussed and information is exchanged. And I'm talking about topics of any kind, anything you can imagine. There's sports forums, political forums, dating forums, making money forums, real estate forums, local forums, international forums. I'm telling you, there's forums for just about anything you can imagine. And basically, forum marketing will help you show your expertise and build a reputation because you're in the mix. You're with the people that are most likely to buy your products. These are the people that are interested in what you have to offer. So you got to be sure to target that. To be seen as an information provider and someone who's genuinely wants to contribute to the community. That's what forums allows you to do. It allows you to be seen as somebody who wants to contribute and give back to the community instead of somebody who's just kind of not really recognized and not really branded at all. And traffic naturally comes in the form of your signature box. Basically, let me show you here in the next slide what a signature box is. Now here's a sample forum post here, so really the content's not important, it's really more of a sample for you. And you can see they can pretty up the forum post with your picture. You definitely want to put your picture in there because it's going to help brand you, and it's going to put a face to a name, it's going to put a face to somebody's thoughts and concepts that they're talking about. And you see down there at the bottom with the red arrow, the signature, basically the signature box links back to blogs and it brings in free targeted traffic. That's definitely the whole point here. And it's a way to put kind of a little bit of a sales promo, not too hypey, but you definitely want to let people know that you've got something going on and there's more good stuff where that came from. So you can see whenever you're talking and you're contributing back to the community, then they're not going to see that it's a problem that you post something that refers back to a website or back to your business or back to something if they want to get more information. And then you can even put a link to your Facebook page where they can learn more about you and really get to know you. But really, forum marketing is the best way to build an online presence and position yourself as an expert. Why? Because you're going to be getting feedback. You're going to be getting live feedback from these people, and that's going to perceive you and put you in the position of being an expert, and it's going to help your online presence. It's a great platform to build customers' trust. I mean, you can generate a lot of new customers and really get in there with them and support them very, very closely while they're using and testing out your product. And again, this is a great way to build that and to test out your products before you get them out into the mass markets here. And targeting niche clientele is very, very easy. And there's literally thousands of targeted members all across the internet. So let's talk about why is forum marketing so effective. Well, basically it's the give and you shall receive concept. You know, if you find a concept or you find a discussion, go ahead and put in your own thoughts about how to make it better, or if it's a problem, you know, help them solve that problem. Don't be promotional. Don't be saying, oh yeah, buy my product, here it is. Listen, if you give good content, if you give away things that are really going to help and impact people, they're going to reward you by saying, wow, that was awesome, where can I find out more? And here's where they found out more, in the signature box. And you're going to be receiving free traffic from your signature box. You're going to get backlinks. I'm talking about one-way backlinks to your website. This is the best type of backlink you can possibly have. Reciprocal links used to work back in the day, but if you weren't around back then, don't worry about it. Actually, it's better that you weren't around back then, because you're learning the concepts that work today and that are going to work for many years to come. And it's also a great way to get market feedback. I mean, what better than the people most likely to buy your product in the future? Why not test it out with them now? You know, this is going to help you build client rapport. It's going to help you improve your site, and it's going to help you, you know, woo those new customers. They're going to give you feedback. They're going to let you know what can you do to improve this product, and it's just going to be a win-win for everybody. And that's why I love forums so much. Now let's talk about how to leverage the power of forms for your business. Well, basically, personal branding. Personal branding is awesome because it brands you as an expert, like I've said, but it's going to make you seem like you have all the answers, and people are going to be talking about you, and you're going to be creating kind of like a little following inside of this forum. Also, market research is excellent. I mean, let's say if you don't want to come out right away and start giving out advice, you can research and see what are the common questions that people have in your market. What are the common problems? What are the big obstacles that they're facing? You know, where is there a problem that you feel like you could fulfill on a need that somebody has? That's where the real money is. And another thing you do is list building. You know, once you're getting them to your site, once they're finding you via the search engines or clicking on your signature file, it's easy to build a list. Have them go to a squeeze page, give something away. And of course, we'll go into many more concepts about list building on another video here within Coffee Shop Millionaire. So refer to that for more information on the specifics of list building. But just keep that in mind. There's so much that you can do here when it comes to forums and leveraging the power of forums for your business. You know, testimonials. That's an excellent way to do it. You're going to locate people that actually use it. Locating JV partners. I mean, this is great for finding untapped talent by approaching people who post great content, but maybe they don't even have a good product yet. You know, so it's good for finding content partners, technical partners, investors, and so much more. And it's also great for creating buzz for new products, that you might have coming out. But again, this happens after you've established a rapport with the people that are already actively in the forum. And a lot of times you're going to find them talking about you without you even having to inject into the conversation. So it's really going to be more about, hey, what do you think about this product? It's going to be a legitimate discussion about it versus you being the person having to initiate that buzz. Yeah, you're going to initiate it at first, but eventually it's going to take off and it's going to have a life of its own. So let's talk about how forum marketing works. Basically, step number one, you have to register with the forum, and then you got to create a profile. You know, give yourself a unique name or a name that you can recognize, that people are going to be able to recognize and you're going to be branded by. You know, I know sometimes when we create forums, we could be like, I don't know, the super happy person 123, and you know, and that's fine for your personal stuff, but use a name that people can brand and that they'll be able to remember, and it's going to be easy to see you. Create a profile, put your picture in there, let people see your face, let people see what you're all about, and that's the best way to build a rapport with the people in that forum. And then number three, you want to create a signature box. You want to have a link that links back to your website or back to your blog in it with a little bit of a blurb of what you do. And again, I showed you an example of that prior. And then you want to participate and you want to post. Especially at first, you don't want to post anything about you having a product or creating a product or working on anything. Get in there, get active, and you know, answer people's questions, offer, you know, support, offer some guidance, offer, you know, whatever you can do to offer. You're going to create a following of people that are going to be very appreciative of you, so that whenever you do finally say, hey guys, you know, I've been around here for a little bit and I see that, you know, you guys are having issues with, you know, XYZ, well, I'm coming up with a product, you know, that's going to help you solve XYZ, and I want to see if any one of you guys would like to read it or watch it, or however it is that they're going to consume it. You know, if anybody wants to go through the course and give me your honest feedback on it, you know, and in return I'll give you an hour of coaching, or you know, something. You can always work out something, and refer to some of our other videos here in Coffee Shop Millionaire on how to do joint ventures, because there's a little bit of a joint venture aspect to that there. But definitely get involved, participate and post, and believe me, it's going to come back. You know, whatever you give, it's going to come back to you here, and that's very, very true. So let's talk about how to find niche forums. Well, basically, you want to go to Google and enter, you know, your market keyword forum. You know, in this example, XYZ forum. Now, if you're in the weddings niche, for example, well, then type in weddings forum, and you're going to see, you know, various wedding forum. Depending, of course, upon where you're searching, you're probably going to get more local related searches. But there's plenty of forums online for just about any topic you can think of. So this really works in any market you can imagine. You know, there's several well-known forums like big-boardsforums.com, you know, search engines for online message boards. You know, that they're going to have tons and tons of message boards on bigboards.com, and they're also listing of the largest forums online. So there's no shortage of forums and topics on bigboards.com or big-boards.com, rather. Another great place is Google. You know, groups.google.com, you're going to see plenty of groups over there, and really, you can get overwhelmed. So I want you to choose a set of 2 to 5 forums to concentrate on, because it's easy to get overwhelmed. And think about this, you know, they're going to be the same people in several other forms too. So you don't want to go too crazy with this, at least at first. You want to get some, you want to get some traction here. Now let's go over a quick forum checklist. These are some guidelines to go by. Now they're not absolute guidelines, but especially at first when getting started, you know, one of the common questions you might be thinking is, how do I know this forum is good enough? All right, well, here are some good rules to go by. Or some guidelines. At least 10,000 posts. You know, that's going to tell you that it's at least active, and you want at least 1,000 members, because you want it to be active. You want live people coming in constantly, and you want to get some participation. And then you want to see it get at least 10 to 15 new posts a day. And this tells you that people are going there daily, and they're reading daily, and they're participating daily. And then this one's important. You need to get onto a forum that allows you to include links in all of your posts. Now, you don't have to post links in all of your posts, but it will allow you to include links in your posts, because that's how we're going to be, you know, building that loyal following. And then you want it to allow you to promote your business, but not like, you know, intense, massive, you know, promotion. I'm talking about just subtle, you know, links, subtle referrals and recommendations to your site. And then you want to make sure that you read the forum rules and agreements to make sure that that at least the promotions part is acceptable. And a lot of forums are, you know, some people are going to be very, very picky, and they're going to be very, you know, they're going to be very, you know, easy to spot, you know, when you get there. You'll be able to tell, you know, by what's going on, especially after you've done this for a little bit. But here's some tips on how to create your profile. You want to establish credibility. Basically, describe your prospects' problems in their language. You know, that's the best way that they're going to understand that. And then describe your experience and expertise. You know, like, why should people believe you? You know, how long have you been doing this? You know, what qualifies you to be an expert? You know, for example, Brian Smith has helped over, you know, 1,344 people cut their credit card debt by over 50%. I mean, that's being very, very specific. You know, that's describing, you know, what the need of the prospect is, and that's also describing your expertise. You know, assuming that we were in a credit card forum or some kind of a debt management forum or debt help forum. So let's talk about some forum marketing rules here. You want to make sure that you read the rules beforehand, because if you don't, you're gonna look rather silly. And a lot of these people, keep in mind, are members of multiple forums, so you don't want to bomb your name and your reputation on one forum, because it could carry over. Then you want to follow threads and focus on providing value and solutions. That's what I said earlier. You definitely want to focus on providing value. Don't ever you know, start promoting. And here are some things that you never, ever want to do. Okay, first off, you never want to bombard links, i.e. forum spam. And then you never want to overdo your enthusiasm, because that comes across as fake, and people can read through that as you having an ulterior motive or an alternative agenda. And then you never want to get desperate to market or sell your product, because that's just going to come across as really bad, really negative. You're going to come across as a product pusher, and maybe even borderline spam. I mean, there's a difference in spam and then coming across as a product pusher. You know, spamming is when you post automatically to thousands and thousands of forums, not really contributing anything. And then getting desperate to market or sell your product, that's a little bit different. That's just, obviously, you're focusing in on that forum, but you're being a little bit too pushy. Sometimes people call that a spamming too, but technically they're a little bit different. But it's going to have that same negative effect. Now let's talk about your signature box. You know, creating signature box typically happens in your profile settings, and all these forums are pretty similar, especially those big ones. So go ahead and edit that in your profile settings. Make sure that it's attention grabbing. You know, something that's going to speak their language and something that they can relate to. Make sure it adds credibility. You know, why are you here? You know, what have you done before that shows that you have, you know, the answer to their common problems? And then, you know, here's a formula. Okay, here's a simple formula to follow. Who are you? And why should you click through? Okay, that's the bottom line. Remember that, and you'll be perfectly fine when you're creating your signatures. You know, I've seen people, you know, ask me, hey, what do I put in the signature box? Who are you, and why should they click through? Easy as pie. So let's go into the how you can expect to be participating regularly. First off, you want to introduce yourself to the community. You want to make sure that they know, just like I said before, who are you and why you're qualified to be there, why you're qualified to help. Don't mention anything about products or promotion in your first post, or at least in your first few posts. You want to post regularly and try to reply to at least 5 posts per day on each forum. Now, this is going to take a little bit of time, but believe me, it's going to be well worth it because you're going to quickly be creating a base of loyal followers, especially if you're posting only high-quality content. Okay, you don't want to be posting, you know, regurgitate things that have been talked about before. You want to post information that's only informative and relevant. You know, this information has to benefit others, has to benefit the other members, and of course, it helps that if it's based on your expertise because it means that it's unique, it's quality, and if it's based on your expertise, then you know it's going to be informative and relevant. You know, that's what people want to hear. Why are you telling us this? Have you experienced this before? Please explain. You know, that's going to be the attitude of them. You know, and you'll see traffic. Traffic's going to start to surge, especially after 2 weeks if you do this consistently. I'm telling you, this works, and these are the best kind of people that you can have on your list, and these are the best kind of people that you can have in your customer base because these are the people that are active in this market. They're the ones that buy. They're the ones that read the emails. They're the ones that participate. So get started, and you're going to see results here within 2 weeks, and it's just going to take off on its own. Now let's talk about controversial postings. The way to do, and you know, there's a lot that goes into controversial postings, and there's a little bit of a strategy for it. You want to show as much personality as possible, but avoid harsh criticism of others. Okay, and you know, there's kind of an art to do it if you are going to go controversial. But we want to, we definitely want to avoid that for now because it's like playing with fire, and if you don't know how to do it right, it's definitely going to backfire. And there's plenty of ways to do this properly without needing to be controversial. So you want to comment where you can help someone with a problem. Otherwise, move on. Don't make a comment just for the sake of making a comment. People can see that. People can read between the lines. You know, don't say, oh, I'm not sure how to help you, but I sure hope you find the answer. You know, something like that. If you know the answer to their problem, or if you can at least guide them in the right direction where they can find help, that's going to help. You know, make sure that you post that. And forums are all about helping each other. You know, everybody's got a common goal. So think about that. Keep that in mind. You know, what is it that they're trying to achieve, and how can I help them get there faster? So let's talk about the steps to successful forum marketing. You know, again, you want to introduce yourself. You know, who are you? Why have you joined? You know, you only want to spend time on postings that are recent and that are active, you know, because you don't want to be posting to forums that people aren't reading anymore. You know, there's plenty of forums that are active for you to having to be focusing on those that aren't very active. And of course, keep it within your area of expertise. Don't go out of bounds too much. You know, if you're an expert in other areas that kind of somewhat relate, but they're not really directly related, you know, they're kind of more of a lateral expertise, then find another forum for that. You know, that you can certainly sell products to the same market, but you got to find that hook and that angle that's going to make that connection with why you're there and why the problem or the product that you have is a solution to their problem. And you always, always, always want to back up your answers by providing links to trusted sources. So keep that in mind. Anytime that you contribute anything, if it's something that's not really based on your personal experience, make sure that you can reference where did you find this or why you believe it to be a fact, because otherwise it's just going to make you look look a little bit silly if you don't have the evidence to back that up. So you see, it's very, very easy to do, but there's a little bit of an art to it so that you can generate the leads and sales that we're talking about. But again, it's well worth it. These are the best customers. These are the people that are hyperactive in your niche market, and they're the ones that are likely to buy whatever it is that you have to buy. You want to avoid or sensitive topics, you know, and they're the ones that are usually pretty controversial, and that's race, religion, and politics. Okay, we're not looking for anybody to hate us, and I don't care what side of the fence you're on any of these topics. You know, there's plenty of room for people to be on one side or the other side of the fence. So let's avoid that altogether. And again, like I said, it's not that it's impossible to generate a loyal following in these controversial topics, but there's just kind of an art to it, and it's easier to step into the fire than it is to do it the right way. So I personally prefer to avoid it altogether. And you want to leave discussions when they become contentious. You know, don't get involved, and don't be adding negativity to the fire, because that's just going to steamroll, and there's a chance that it'll burn your reputation in that forum. And remember, these forum posts, they're searchable in the search engines. So if you got people doing research on you and they come across a forum post that had some pretty negative discussion in there, that can come back to bite you. So do your best to keep your reputation as squeaky clean as you possibly can, and make sure that you're well aware of what's going on here. And once you're an acknowledged and respected user, only then you can start marketing your products. And you don't want to market to them. You don't want to or market aggressively to them, rather. I mean, once you're an expert and you're respected as an expert in your forum, then that's when you can start subtly marketing to them. You can start talking about products that you have coming up. You can start asking for feedback, asking for help, asking for testimonials. But don't flat out post a sales letter on there, because I'm telling you, that's going to get them so mad, you're going to be known as a product pusher and you're going to get kicked off of the forum. This is about building a long-term business, long-term relationship with people that are going to buy from you and expect to learn from you for years to come. So let's not burn it by promoting too hard, because naturally they're just gonna push you away. So let's talk about making your special offer in a forum. Typically, forums have special offer sections to post ads. So obviously here you can be a little bit more aggressive in your marketing, and I'm gonna show you right now an example of that here in the Warrior forum. So now we're in the Warrior forum, and if you see, I'm in the special offers section. So anyway, this is how I found it. I'll just, for example, you go to warriorforum.com, okay, and then in the second section here of the areas, they've got Warrior Special Offers Forum. And look at this, there's a lot of people right now in there, 888 at the time of this recording viewing, and it's we're kind of in the evening hours right now. I can imagine that's probably triple or quadruple during the daytime. A lot of people are in here posting their things. So this is the proper way to do it. Posting a special offer, and of course, here's an example. If you're in the internet marketing space, you know, you can create a product, you can give it away just to generate opt-ins, or you can sell it. And of course, you can see here, you know, I got 648 subscribers, took me less than 2 hours. User review, okay. Free WSO, discover profitable micro niche markets on demand. So here's somebody giving something away for free, and let's go ahead and just click on that, for example. So you see this guy here, he's possibly branding his name. Now, I don't know this person, but at least he's using his name, and he's got a picture of himself, and here's his special offer. You know, he's got some bullet points, he's got a little headline, and then click here for instant access. So I'm just going to click there just for example. You're going to see, just as I thought, another little headline, a subheader, some bullet points, and a name, and email submit. So this is a squeeze page, and a little picture of him down there, again, branding himself. So this is an excellent way to market your products via a special offer. And then, so let's go ahead and back out, and you'll see there's tons of them, you know. And of course, this is in the make money niche, and internet marketing niche. So you're going to have special offers in your own niche market, most likely. So remember just to kind of post your special offers in the forums and in the sections that make most sense to do so. So again, here's where you can market your stuff. You don't want to market it in the other sections of the forum. You know, let's just quickly here go to the main discussion forum. You'll see there's about 600 people in there. And, you know, these are people who are just talking about various topics. Here you go. I think I made a breakthrough. You know, here's a headline right there. Okay, and this person's kind of talking about their situation, how they made a breakthrough, and then they're asking at the bottom, look, and I haven't even read this, but is this bad, okay? So obviously, this person's asking for advice on a certain topic, and, you know, I haven't had a chance to read through this much yet. But again, he's talking about credibility with Google, you know, they're talking about Facebook, Twitter. So if I'm an expert on how to solve this man's problem, what I would do is I would post reply and just simply answer it. And you can see that this person here did not promote a single thing in this post, okay? And you can tell how many posts they've had, where they're from, so you definitely want to fill out your profile. Something this person could have done was put a picture, which would be nice. But anyway, this person's not promoting anything in the post itself, but in the SIG file, you can see they're promoting several different things. Cheap is good, but free is better. Free coupons to use or to any US IP address. Why? Because I can enjoy. So, you know, that might be enticing. You know, I'm wondering what the heck are they promoting here? Could have been a little better, but that's just an example. So if I want to help this person out, I'd post a reply and give them my thoughts on how could this help them with their credibility on Google. You know, what can they do to get their site to be more, to weigh more in Google or to be a little bit more credible? You know, I could certainly share some expertise there. And then somebody else is going to say, hey, great post. And somebody else is going to say, oh, that's interesting. I never learned that before. And then this guy is going to come back and thank you. And it's just going to generate a lot of positive buzz about you and your expertise. And that's a very, very easy way to brand yourself and to start getting some traffic from the search engines. But anyway, back to my main point here for even showing you the Warrior Forum was the special offers. And this is when it's appropriate for you to market your products and to be a little bit more aggressive. Now, on the other side, it's just in the signature file area. So let's go ahead and jump back to the rest of the presentation. All right, so I mentioned that you wanted to use the special offers section to post in the ads, and your aim is to over-deliver and make irresistible offers. And I'm talking about offers that are not commonly found in you know, on your sales page, or maybe these are people who might have bought from you before, because if you've been around for a while, hopefully you've had a few. You want this to be a special offer to them, showing them respect for their forum and that you are you know, that you're trying to give them a special offer. And at the same time, you know, when you give them a good offer, people are going to buy it and they're going to become your customers for life. And here are some examples of that is buy one free, you know, get one technique. You know, buy one free, one technique. You know, you want to make it a limited time offer because you want it to be a very, very special offer. Okay, that's what special means. This is an offer that they can't find anywhere else. Okay, and so basically that's pretty much it for the regular strategy. So now I want to jump into advanced strategies. Basically, partnering with the forum owner, I mean, doesn't really get any more advanced than that. You know, starting a private paid section on the forum, basically create instant continuity income. And this could only happen if you partner up with the forum. You can be in charge of creating the content. You know, you can host webinars, you can host live events that feature content that members would get tons of value from. And this is the only way to do it. But if you're going to partner, you only want to stick with forums that have at least several thousand members, okay? I would say at least 1,000, anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 would be a great start, but ideally 10,000 or more, because you want to make this profitable really, really fast out of the gate. Let the forum owner know that you're going to be doing all the work. Let them know that you're going to take charge and you're going to create everything in order to make this happen. Because remember, when you're going out of your way and you're asking for something from someone, you got to take the initiative and take control of the situation. All right, just like when we're requesting anything else from other website owners, you want to make it seem like you're in control. You've got the strategy. You've got everything it needs to make it happen. So another advanced strategy, start your own forum, right? Brilliant. You can use a service like vbulletin.com. It does cost about $150 a month, but it's proven for getting good rankings in the search engines, and it's easy to monetize. You know, you can put banners all over the place. You can put Google AdSense, but the fact that it's that you can get good search engine rankings from a forum such as vBulletin makes that $150 well worth the investment. And there's also plenty of other free sources, but since we're going to treat this like a business, not a hobby, we want to go with the best. So vBulletin is definitely recommended, and it's relatively easy to grow a forum and easily sell it once it has a few thousand members. I mean, you've got a captive audience here, and you can sell it off for a big, massive payday someday. Personally, I recommend monetizing it for as much as you can. Create some kind of a paid membership area where only premium members are in there posting quality content, and then you make sure that you continue to add value. You know, add webinars, conference calls, things that people are going to want to stick, and that's going to make that forum last for a long time, and it's going to be creating monthly revenue for you. And speaking of monthly revenue, you know, we've got an incredible affiliate program which would be perfect for your SIG file if you're doing any kind of internet marketing, or if you're in any kind of internet marketing forums, which you should be, asking for advice and talking about some strategies that can help you improve your business. Check out the Coffee Shop Millionaire Affiliate Program. Pays 50% recurring for months on end, and we've got many, many happy customers that are in here as a result of our affiliate program, and they're not going anywhere. So definitely recommend you jump on that while it's here for the taking. So basically, to conclude here on forum marketing, it's very, very effective way to build an online presence in your niche. The key is consistency and become part of the community. So if you just do this once or twice and you vanish, then you know you're not gonna benefit from the efforts that you've done. So you got to do it consistently. And like I said, you can expect to see results in a couple of weeks. And I'm telling you, if you do this for a couple of months, you're gonna see results, and it's just gonna snowball. So continue to get in there, continue to answer people's questions, and continue to add value to people's lives, and you're gonna see it return to you tenfold. Take my word for it. I've been doing this for many, many years, and there's no better place to get your actual true customer surveys, true customer feedback, true customer, you know, this is where your customers are, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Your customers are hanging out here, so go there, be like one of your customers, learn from them, and it's going to help you market to them even better. You can do this. It's simple, it's fun, and it's extremely rewarding to make money while serving a community of like-minded people. And that's what we're all about here at Coffee Shop Millionaire, is adding value to people's lives, helping you add value to people's lives. So I hope you've enjoyed this video, and I hope to meet you someday in one of the coffee shops of the world where I might just end up being there drinking coffee, checking my email, making money. All right, I'll see you on the next video.